USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has threatened to veto a defense policy measure until Congress repeals protections for social media companies. In a tweet Tuesday night, Trump threatened to veto the bill unless a repeal of Section 230 of the 1996 Telecommunications Decency Act was attached. The measure shields companies against liability for content posted on their sites. The president has maintained for months that social media sites were biased against conservative users. A federal panel has voted on who should be first in line to receive a coronavirus vaccine. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommended Tuesday that the first COVID-19 vaccine should be given to healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities. Those groups are estimated to number about 23 million people, and vaccinating them all will be difficult as vaccine supplies are expected to be initially scarce. Their recommendations now go to the head of the CDC for final approval. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Attorney General William Barr has appointed a special counsel to investigate the origins of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. U.S. Attorney John Durham has been looking into the beginnings of the FBI investigation into alleged ties President Trump's 2016 campaign had with Russia. Barr said Tuesday he'd made Durham a special counsel to make sure he could finish his work with less risk of being fired. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley returned to the Senate Monday after testing positive for coronavirus and self-isolating. Welcoming him back, junior Iowa Senator Jody Ernst said her colleague is always working.
Whether he's working from his office here in the United States Senate or whether he's teleworking because of the virus, Chuck Grassley works. He is always working. Many of you have probably heard the Chuck Norris jokes out there. You know, the dark is afraid of Chuck Norris. Well, we have our own Chuck Grassley jokes, too. And right now, the COVID is afraid of Chuck Grassley.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A conservative legal organization has presented the FBI with what it calls evidence of widespread voter fraud. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The FBI is now involved. The feds are using voter fraud information collected by the Amistad Project.
What our data shows is what we call the blood in the street. It's after the crime is committed, and what evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed?
The project's director, Philip Klein, on Newsmax TV.
And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else.
Philip Klein is the former Attorney General of the state of Kansas.
At a Tuesday hearing, over methods to help Americans economically recover from the pandemic became uncharacteristically heated. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Testifying at a Republican-led Senate hearing, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is defending the Trump administration's economic response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We continue to work to implement the historic CARES Act with speed, efficiency, and transparency, but our job will not be complete until every American gets back to work.
Testifying at that same Republican-led hearing on Tuesday, Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says millions of Americans are still suffering.
The economic downturn has not fallen equally on all Americans, and those least able to shoulder the burden have been hardest hit.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.